them days that they just had a pitcher pump, you know, and they pump water and give the cows water right inside, so they wouldn't have to go outside to the tank. And where it was much better for the cows that they would get warmer water than in the tanks. And that would kind of probably increase your flow of milk.
The cows are quite as delicate as horses. You really do damage to a horse that way.
Oh, yeah.
What would you call a building that used, not even a building, places maybe in the field where you'd store a bunch of corn? What would you call that?
Well, that would be a corn crib.
Mm-hmm. How about a place, a building where you'd, or part of a building even where you'd store grain, small grain?
Well, that would be a granary.
Mm-hmm. In the barn, where would you normally, or how would you describe the upper part of a barn?
Well, that would be the hayloft.
You'd call it a hayloft? Okay. If you stored hay on the ground or someplace else in the barn, what would you call that?
Well, that would be a stack of hay. That's, then you would be out there stacking hay. Well,
that'd be outside.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so you never stored hay on the ground level, I take it?
Oh, no.
Okay. If you have a smaller collection of hay than a haystack, what would you call that?
I would just call that a pile of hay, that's all.
You wouldn't call it a haycock? Or
no. Not in my time.
Yeah, they have baling.
Yeah, oh yeah, in my time there wasn't much baling going out. It was all loose. Yeah, you forked it.
But you wouldn't call that a haycock or a hayshock? Or
well, something of that sort, yes.
Which would you use?
Well, it would be a hayshock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is there any particular word that you've encountered for a special barn where you keep the cows?
Well, that would be a dairy barn.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a dairy barn. That's providing, now it would, if it would be, or make a difference if the farmer was in the milking business or if he was in the feeding.
Mm-hmm.
See, you take on the feeding, why, of course, they wouldn't have any stanchions there. It would just all be loose. See, the cattle would be loose in there and your troughs. Just for the feeding, I understand.
Mm-hmm. The what do you call a place where you keep the pigs?
Hog house.
is that just the house itself, or is that the whole enclosure?
Oh, that's just the house itself, the hog house. And of course, it all depends how big, how many hogs you have.
But you wouldn't have. Would you have a word for the enclosure that the hogs were confined in, or
confined in a pen?
Okay, so you call it the hog pen, or
hog pen? Yeah.
Okay. How about the little enclosure, right around the barn, where the animals would be fed? Not, it's not a feed lot, but say another type farm. What would you call that?
Oh, that would be the cattle yard.
Okay. Did they ever milk cows out in the pasture?
No.
No, okay. That's not very common around here. Well, I just used the word, but the place where the cows, sheep, horses, and there they go to graze is called what?
Pasture.
Pasture. What kind of fences do they have around here in the pasture?
Oh, they would take for sheep, why they would have a mesh wire or hog wire or cattle wire.
Mm-hmm.
And for cows, just for cows, why barbed wire, that's all it would take for a cow. But for sheep, you see a sheep go right through a barbed wire fence and they jump right through it. See, that would have to be more or less a hog fence or a poultry fence.
Mm-hmm.
For a hog.
What do you call a fence that's made out of wood?
Oh, that would that's a southern.
Sometimes you see them in town for the passes.
Oh, yeah. What do they call that?